In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we celebrate the third Sunday of this time of Easter. Of course, every Sunday in the entire year is the memorial of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving us our salvation. But especially this Sundays in this time of Easter, they are very special for us. We still remember what happened there this Sunday of Sundays in the morning, when first women and next the apostles, they found that Jesus is alive. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dark, Jesus was standing on the shore, but his disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast in and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tugged it in his garment, for he was lying flat, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow older, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's Gospel, we have a beautiful image, beautiful picture of the church. The disciples, led by Peter, in a small fishing boat. At the Lord's command, they lower the net and bring in a huge catch. 153 large fish. Of course, like everything in the Bible, also this number has an important significance and can tell us something about the church. Every Christian writer said that the number implies that the Lord wants everyone to be included in the people of His church. And one of the probably greatest writers of the early church, Saint Jerome, said that at that time, of Jesus' time, people identified 153 species of fish. The number 153 indicates that Lord wants us to bring to His church people of every nation, language, and ethnic group. Jesus means His church to be Catholic. It means universal. Jesus has something for every human being. He alone can satisfy the deepest longing of each person. The church, by nature, is Catholic, meant for everyone. You will in fact find Christians in almost every nation of the world. Still, we have a long way to go in bringing all people to Christ. We might even feel frustrated that so many fish seem to be slipping out of the net. We have a lot to learn from today's Gospel. We see the disciples working all night, but they caught nothing. They kept at it even though they did not see results. But then, when they were bone tired, ready to call it a night, Jesus tells them again to put the net again, like the apostles. We must do our required tasks, but also we must be ready for surprises, for our Lord's unexpected presence. We can open up a possibility, and even though we might feel exhausted and discouraged, that might be the moment of the great opportunity. How often in my years as a priest have I seen the greatest resource not after I worked hard, I put a lot of effort, but in the moment less expected.
that also applies to our faith. There is a moment to let down the nets, to bring in a harvest of souls, to recognize that moment requires daily prayer, be attentive to the Lord's voice. Very often people come and say about their concerns, about their children, grandchildren, who have fallen from the practice of the faith. And they ask, what to do? In that moment, I encourage them to spend time in prayer, especially prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. Yes, they spend a lot of time trying to explain their kids and grandkids about the importance of the faith. Yes, this is true, and probably it is very necessary. But maybe the Lord will send someone else through your prayers to touch their hearts in a more direct way. Our main task is to listen to the Lord and be prepared to speak or act when He tells us. We must be ready to hear the Lord's voice and act. There is something more. We also have to keep the boat and the nets in good repair. When you observe the fishermen, they spend only part of their time working, actually fishing. A lot of time, what they spend is to tend the nets, to prepare the boat, to work on the shore. And of course, they constantly check their boat to make sure that everything is in order. You and I, we need to do the same with our working for our faith and for the faith of others. We have to keep our parish, our diocese, our church in good repair. And I'm not talking only about the grounds, about the buildings. Of course, it is important. But our people, our programs, they are even more important. We have to train and form seminarians and other pastoral ministers. We have to work hard on the education of our young people. We have to have ways of responding of every kind of needs. We must keep our boats and nets in working condition. You have a part in that. The Lord wants His church, guided by the successor of Peter, to bring in people from all corners. Jesus wants His church to be Catholic, to be universal, because He alone can satisfy the deepest needs of every person. To bring souls to Jesus, we must spend time daily in prayer, and also do our part to keep the boat in working condition. The readiness is all.